Hello, thank you for joining us today. My name is Tom Lane with Sabbath Bible Study. Today, as we conclude our study of the earthly ministry of Jesus Christ, we most recently examined the death of Jesus through crucifixion, his burial in the tomb, and how Pilate had put a seal on the tomb and posted guards to prevent the body of Jesus from being stolen. Following the body of Jesus to the tomb as it was taken there by Joseph of Arimathea, were ladies that had followed Jesus. Once they saw that his body was placed in the tomb, they returned to their home shortly before the start of the Sabbath day, a holy day, what today we would know as the first day of the Christian Feast of Unleavened Bread. Before sunset, they prepared spices and ointments with the intent of later returning to the body, and then rested on the Sabbath according to the commandments. Luke chapter 23, verse 56. And they returned and prepared spices and ointments and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment. After the weekly Sabbath that occurred during the Christian Feast of Unleavened Bread, as the sun began to rise on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary returned to the tomb. It was on this day during the feast that Jesus would rise from the dead, and it was on this day in Leviticus that the wave sheaf offering was presented. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 10. Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when ye come into the land which I give unto you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then ye shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest. And he shall weigh the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted for you. On the morrow after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it. And ye shall offer that day when ye wave the sheaf and he lamb without blemish of the first year for a burnt offering unto the Lord. The wave sheaf offering was always symbolic of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And with the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, that brings forgiveness of our sins. There is no longer a need for sacrifice or offering. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 16. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. It was on this day when the wave sheaf offering would be presented that both Mary Magdalene and the other Mary visited the sepulcher early in the morning at the time when there was a big earthquake, big enough to unseal the burial chamber through the handiwork of an angel who afterwards sat on the stone. This angel did not appear as a man, but was as bright as a flash of lightning and appeared white as snow. The guards were caught off guard and began to shake to the point they became almost catatonic, like a dead man. The angel then spoke to both Marys and told them they need not fear because Jesus had risen from the dead. The angel showed them the empty burial chamber and told the ladies to tell the disciples that Jesus had risen and that they could see him in Galilee. This made the ladies very happy, and they ran to the disciples to share the good news. Matthew chapter 28, verse 1. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him the keepers did shake and become as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him, lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. Similar to the account in Matthew, the other books of the Gospel record the resurrection of Jesus. In Luke's account, two angels are mentioned as talking to the ladies after they first discover the empty burial chamber. Luke shares that after being told of the resurrection, Peter visited the burial chamber and found just the linen clothes and began contemplating what had happened. Luke chapter 24, verse 1. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in, and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again? And they remembered his words, and returned from the sepulchre, and told all these things unto the 11, and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene, and Joanna, and Mary the mother of James, and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. Then arose Peter and ran unto the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves, and departed, wondering in himself at that which was come to pass. In Mark's account, he adds that Salome, another lady, also was with both Marys, and that they arrived at the burial chamber as the sun was rising, and found the stone already rolled away. In Mark's account, they also saw two angels who told them to go and tell Peter what they saw, and this frightened the ladies so much they left in fear and did not tell anyone. Mark chapter 16, verse 1. And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had brought sweet spices, that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, Who shall roll away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he saith unto them, Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him, as he said unto you. And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. John also recounts the events of that morning, showing that it was very early in the morning when Mary Magdalene came to the burial chamber and saw the stone was already removed from the entrance. She ran to Peter and John, the other disciple whom Jesus loved. John outran Peter to the tomb and arrived first at the entrance and noticed that the burial clothes were on the floor, but did not enter the tomb. John records that it was Peter who entered the tomb first, and then John followed. It's hard for us to understand, but John tells us even at this point, they did not know Jesus would rise from the dead, and they returned to their individual houses. After Peter and John left, Mary stayed at the tomb and cried, and it was at this point that when she looked into the tomb, she saw two angels sitting where Jesus was laid. The angels asked Mary why she was crying, and she replied that it was because others had taken the body of her Lord, and she knew not where his body was. She then turned around and saw who she first thought was the gardener, not realizing it was Jesus, and asked if she could be told where the body was moved to. When the person called her by her name, Mary realized it was Jesus. Jesus told her not to touch him because he had not yet ascended to the Father, and to tell the disciples that she saw him. John 20, verse 1. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head not lying with linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. And Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father, and your Father, and to my God, and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. Jesus also appeared to the other women as they were on their way to the disciples, and Jesus told them to tell the disciples to meet him in Galilee. As the ladies were headed to the disciples, the guards came to the city and told the chief priests what happened. who immediately gathered a group together to decide how to respond to the situation. They decided to buy silence and the lie from the guards to say that they had fallen asleep and that the disciples came by night and had stolen the body. The group assured the guards they would intervene on their behalf if this got back to the governor. And as a result, it was commonly taught that the body of Jesus was stolen by his disciples. Matthew 28, verse 9. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid, go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city, and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Later that day, Luke records that two of the disciples went to the village of Emmaus. One was named Cleopas, and the other was unnamed, but was most likely Peter, because it is later revealed that Jesus had appeared to Peter. The walk to the village was about 1 1/10 kilometers, or about 7/10 of a mile. Along the way, these two were talking about the day's events, and as they were walking and talking, they did not recognize it was Jesus who started to walk with them, because they were physically prevented from being able to recognize Jesus with their eyes. Jesus asked them what they were talking about and why they were sad. Cleopas asked if the person living with them had been living under a rock and not known what had happened. Jesus played along and asked what had happened. They told him about Jesus of Nazareth, how he had been delivered to the chief priests and rulers to be put to death, how they had trusted that Jesus would redeem Israel, and how it had been 3 days since Jesus had been put to death. Then they shared that women had gone to the tomb early that morning and found it empty, and how they shared with everyone that angels told them that Jesus had risen. Jesus stopped them and told them Jesus had to suffer all these things to enter into his glory. Jesus agreed to stay with them for dinner when they arrived at the village, and it was during dinner that they suddenly realized it was Jesus who was with them the entire time. They decided to return to Jerusalem and share the news with the 11 disciples who remained there. Luke chapter 24, verse 13. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass, while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus drew near and went with them, but their eyes were holden what they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? And the one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel, and besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre, And when they found Nada's body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the woman had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake and gave to them. And their eyes were open, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose up to the same hour and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together, and them that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed, and hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way, and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. As the disciples were trying to understand what had happened, Jesus appeared to them and greeted them. Instead of being happy, they were terrified, thinking they had seen a ghost. Jesus asked them why they were troubled and why they were questioning themselves. Jesus showed them his hands and feet and looked like a man, and explained that a ghost can never manifest itself as a physical human. Even though the disciples were filled with joy, they did not understand how Jesus could be with them. Jesus then asked if they had anything to eat, and the disciples gave Jesus a broiled fish and honeycomb, and Jesus ate before them. Luke chapter 24, verse 36. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are you troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, Have ye here any meat? And they gave him a piece of broiled fish and of an honeycomb. And he took it and did eat before them. John also recorded this event and added a few additional details, showing that the disciples were afraid they would be attacked by the Jews. In John's account, Jesus also showed the disciples the side of the body where likely he had been speared while being crucified. Jesus told the disciples that they would receive the Holy Spirit and be able to forgive sins. No conditions were given to the power to forgive sins. John 20, verse 19. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst, and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sin ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. John also adds that Thomas was not with the disciples that first time when Jesus came, and when the other disciples told Thomas that they had seen Jesus, Thomas did not believe, and to this day we hear of doubting Thomas's. A week later, the disciples were again gathered when Jesus again appeared to them, and Jesus spoke directly to Thomas, asking him to put Thomas's own hand into his body. This caused Thomas to believe, and Jesus shared that there is a blessing to believing that comes through faith. Verse 24. But Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. But after 8 days, again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands. And reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto them, My Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed. Later Jesus appeared for the third time to some of the disciples when they were at the Sea of Tiberias. Peter, Thomas, Nathanael, James, John, and 2 other disciples were there. They decided to go fishing using a net, and at night they had caught nothing. When morning came, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not know it was Jesus. Calling out to them on the water, Jesus asked if they had caught anything, and they told him they hadn't. The boat was 50 to 60 yards offshore, and Jesus told them to cast the net on the other side of the boat. And right away they caught a lot of fish, so much they could not bring the net into the boat. John turned to Peter and told him that the person on the shore was Jesus. This prompted Peter to strip off his clothes, take a waterproof coat with him, and swim to shore. The rest of the disciples were more reserved and took a small boat to shore, dragging the net with the fish. When they came to shore, they saw fish already roasting on a fire and bread to eat. Jesus asked them to bring the fish they had caught, all 153 of the fish. Jesus then invited them to dine with him. John chapter 21, verse 1. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas, called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and 2 other of his disciples. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a-fishing. They say unto him, We also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, Children, have ye any meat? They answered him, No. And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, It is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat onto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. Jesus saith unto them, Bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to the land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus saith unto them, Come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, Who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to the disciples after that he was risen from the dead. After dinner, Jesus asked Peter if he loved him more than the other disciples, and Peter told Jesus he did, and Jesus told Peter to feed the flock of Jesus. Jesus repeated himself two additional times, and each time Peter responded. Jesus then told Peter that when he was young, Peter decided what he would do, and that when he would get older, Peter would be crucified and die. Peter would go on to lead the church in the early years. Jesus then told John to follow him, and this caused Peter to ask Jesus what John would do. Jesus told Peter to not worry about what John would do, and said that if he wanted to keep John alive until his return, he could. Some of the brethren took this to mean that John would never die. But even John, in writing this account, explained this is not what Jesus said. Verse 15. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. And Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself, and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee, and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, Follow me. Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Jesus saith unto him, If it will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Then went the saying abroad among the brethren that the disciple should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto him, He shall not die, but if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Each of the books of the gospel comes to a conclusion. Matthew shows how the disciples went to the mountain in Galilee where they had first been made disciples by Jesus. Even at this later point after the resurrection, they worshiped Jesus even though some had doubts. Jesus shared with them that all power was given to him in heaven and earth, and that the disciples were to teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, and that they were to teach others as they had been taught by Jesus, and that Jesus would always be with them. These final thoughts from Jesus are words for us to live by and take comfort in as we live our lives. Matthew 28, verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Luke shows that at this very late stage after his resurrection, that Jesus explained that he had to fulfill all things written of him in the law of Moses, the prophets, and Psalms. He helped them to understand the scriptures and why it was important for Jesus to suffer and to be risen from the dead after 3 days, and that the disciples were to preach repentance and remission of sins in all nations beginning at Jerusalem. He told them they were witnesses of what had happened, and they needed to stay in Jerusalem until they were given the gift of the Holy Spirit. The disciples followed Jesus out to Bethany, and it was there he blessed them and started to rise into the sky. The disciples returned to Jerusalem, where they spent a good deal of time in the temple, blessing and praising God. Luke chapter 24, verse 44. And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem, until ye be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, where they continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. Mark adds to the commission given to the disciples to preach the gospel to everyone, telling them that all who would believe and be baptized would be saved, and anyone not believing would be damned. Should we ever allow our beliefs to fade away, these verses show we will be damned. Mark gives signs of people who believe that they can have power over demons and learn new languages to proclaim the gospel, that they would be protected from deadly things and have the power to heal people of illnesses. It was after this that Jesus ascended into heaven. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, and they shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Before coming to the conclusion of his book, John shows that not everything that Jesus did was written down, but what was written down was so that all who would read could believe that Jesus was the Messiah and the Son of God, and that by believing we could have access to eternal life. John chapter 20, verse 30. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. John concludes his book by restating there were many wonderful things that Jesus did, that if everything Jesus did was written down, that it would be too much for a single book or even a series of books. John chapter 21, verse 24. This is the disciple which testifieth of these things, and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. The death and resurrection of Jesus Christ forever changed the relationship between God the Father and mankind, giving people direct access to God the Father, giving us forgiveness of sins through repentance, and the opportunity for eternal life. Thank you for joining us today. God willing, we'll get together next time on the Sabbath. Until then, thank you for joining us today.